Everybody ready? Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles tonight to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And we'll continue. Behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, witness the remarkable, the extraordinary. Amen?
Yes.
We keep on delving through the Word, and we always find things. Amen? Tonight, we're going to look with me in verse number 8. It says, "In there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, Fear not, for behold," witness something remarkable, extraordinary, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And tonight we're going to just look at, behold, the angel said, fear not. Amen. Recognize that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. And the angel said, for behold, I bring you glad tidings. Okay. And the first thing I'm going to look at this evening is the great goodness of the Lord. Glad, good news, glad tidings, something good. You know, I was thinking when I was praying today, that song came in my heart that says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach good news." And we have some good news. Yes. Amen. And when I was looking at this, I was looking at the goodness of God. Has God been good to anybody in the room? Yes. Come on. Has God been good? Yes. And we're going to look at His great goodness. And His great goodness, look at me in Romans chapter 2. Y'all survived my first song. I have about 15 songs tonight, okay? Oh. Just kidding. Huh? Yes, you can.
Speaking of God's good news. Over in the Lost River Valley, they have what they call a pulpit exchange. Different pastors go to a different church until they've covered all the churches throughout the area, and then they start again. They do that once every 3 months. And I got involved in that, but I haven't had my own church, but I'm involved in that. And they gave me a check this morning. And I said, you don't have to pay, because they all get paid through churches for it. And they said, no, we were blessed.
All right, good. Awesome. Praise God. Amen. You ought to look at my page this morning and what I posted today. You're blessed to be a blessing. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And Romans chapter 2, verse number 4, the Apostle Paul says, "Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." Amen. When I see how good God is and He reveals His goodness to me, when I'm looking at His goodness, sometimes I see my shortcoming. And when I see my shortcoming, I have to repent. And as I repent, I operate and we move in the blessings of God and the favor of God. And He says that it's His goodness that saves us. But we're to continue in His goodness, okay? It's not just I met you, I thank you for your goodness, and thank you, Lord, let's go. Look with me in Romans chapter 11, verse 22. There's a heads and a tails here, sheep and the goats. He says, "Behold, therefore," verse 22, "behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in His goodness. Otherwise, thou shalt also be cut off." So as we abide in Him and His words abide in us, He's a good, good God. Amen. That's who He is. What's that song you like? He's a good, good father. That's who he is. And I'm loved by him. That's who we are. Or something like that. You want to sing it for me, Sonia? Nah? You want to sing it? Hallelujah. So we're to continue in his goodness. Amen. We're to be filled with it. Look with me in Romans 15. Filled with the goodness of God. The Apostle Paul says in verse 14, "And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another." To admonish is to warn one another. If you see your brother heading towards a ditch, warn him. Don't judge him. Hey, there's a ditch out there. You're going to get tripped up. Amen. You know, fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and goodness. Goodness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So as the goodness of God is inside of you and I, it's being manifested on the outside. So we're empowered by his goodness. So if you look with me in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says in verse 11, he says, "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." So he's saying to us here, that we're to fulfill the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. In other words, it's to be manifested. He's been good to me, so I'm to be good to you. Yes. He's been good to us, so we're to be good to one another. Yes. He is good to the world, so we're to be good to the world. Amen? Yes. Amen? So we're looking at first his great goodness. And when he looked at this, and then he said, behold, I bring glad tidings of great joy. And behold the great joy, and I love the joy of the Lord. I know in the world we have tribulation and persecution and affliction, but we can be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. Amen. And one of the things the Father is instilling in me, and he wants to instill in you, the things of this world isn't where your joy comes from. And if you're looking for things of this world to satisfy and make you happy and bring you joy, you'll never have it. Because you'll always be lacking somewhere or something. Amen? And what the Lord wants you and I to understand, that it's his joy. The fruit of the Spirit, being empowered, is love, joy. You know, love, joy. When we operate in love, we're filled with the joy of the Lord. So look at me in John chapter 15. Verse number 11. Jesus said this. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen? So with his joy remains in us, it manifests itself in and through our lives. And let me say something. You know, we always talk about being filled with the Holy Ghost. And everybody said, "Man, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost and you'll be able to speak in tongues." Being filled with love and joy is more important than the tongues. Hello? In other words, if I'm full of the Spirit of God, I'm full of the fruit of the Spirit. I've got the fruit of the Spirit that's being manifested in my life. In other words, I have the abundance of joy, of love and joy and kindness and gentleness and meekness and temperance and long-suffering and patience and faith. The Holy Ghost gives me faith. It gives us mountain-moving faith. Amen. You know, I'm faced with these different obstacles that hit us this week and different storms. But faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see the answer, but I know who has me and who I belong to, and that God will take care of it and see it through.
Yeah.
Amen. The first thing I try to do is I try to act in the natural. Is that just me or is anybody else? You see a problem, you try to fix it. Do you? You know, how many of us say, well, Lord, what is your resolve for this problem? Normally, we try to put our hand to it, then we ask him to help us when it didn't work. Huh?
Yep.
Come on.
Come on.
You know? So that's why he says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. Amen? So in other words, you know, I try to make things happen, but the Lord says, step back. Step back and watch me. Amen? 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 That's right. That's right. All the way through this, and Jesus is teaching us in John. Look at me at John 16. It should be our desire. 16, verse number 24. Here's what Jesus said. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full.
Praise God.
Amen? Amen? We're talking about being filled with joy. Amen? Not from the world, but from the one that's inside. But the one that's inside is going to manifest himself in the world.
Yeah.
In other words, all of a sudden he moves and he shifts things around to make you joyful.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Yeah.
And to be joyful is being full of joy.
Yes, that's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
And I keep saying this because sometimes when I say something or I do something, I look at faces and I look at reactions and... And then the devil wants to say, look at their face. Look at that. Look at that. And says, stop looking at it. Don't look at people's reactions to stuff. Amen? It's not about reactions. Sometimes people's eyes or sometimes their emotions or sometimes their reactions, they might have ate something that didn't agree with their stomach. Hello?
Come on.
Been there, done that, right? Amen? So it's the desire. He also says for us, turn the page to John 17, verse number 13. He says, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them my word, and the world hateth them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now, if I'm seeking the world to bring me joy, and the Father says, I'm not of this world, and I'm looking to this world for my joy, I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Hello? And when you look for love in all the wrong places, you find all the wrong things. Amen. So when you look at this, I think what the Lord's trying to get in our heart is we can be happy right where we're at.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We can be satisfied right where we're at. We can find peace right where we're at. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if we can't be happy where we are, we're not going to be happy where God's taking us to.
That's right.
Hello? Sometimes the adversary tries to make us think that the next thing is going to make us happy. Then our joy and our happiness was balanced around the next thing. It was never on him. It was on the thing. It was on whatever he was going to do. It wasn't on him. You know, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're seeking Him. We're walking, and we're full of joy. There's a transition coming to the ministry and over the next several months, and I don't know what it looks like. I have no idea. But I know that God's in it. He'll guide me, and He'll direct me, and He'll be a blessing.
Yes, amen.
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 It's going to impact the world. Because God has called us to a world ministry, and since God's called us to a world ministry, God's orchestrating and He's putting some pieces into place.
Yes.
And I'm just trusting and believing Him.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
So we find that also this is by the Spirit. Our joy is through the Spirit. Romans 14, 17. Just a reminder. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify or build up another. In other words, the kingdom of God is not in what we eat or what we drink or what this world provides, but it's in the righteousness and peace and it's joy in the Holy Ghost that we're filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? We got Holy Ghost joy. I got the joy down in my heart. Where? I got the joy down in my heart too. Amen. In other words, when you sing that song, are you just making noise? In other words, we've got the joy. How many have the Holy Spirit in the room? The fruit of the Spirit is joy. And say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled with joy. So, world, you cannot steal my joy because you did not give it to me.
That's right.
In other words, the world can't take what they didn't give you. God gave it to you, and the world can't take it from you. Hello? So, hey, he says, so let's not lean to our own understanding. Amen? Yeah. She didn't go in contractions or anything. Hallelujah. He says, I bring you glad tidings of great joy unto all men. And when I looked at this, it just swelled up in my heart, his great love. Behold the great love. John 3:16 is one of my favorite scriptures. Everybody knows it. Let's quote it. Wait, let's go together. 1, 2, 3. Such wondrous love that Christ would love a sinner such as I. I don't know the rest of the words like this. Amen? And when I was looking at his great love, he says, hey, we got some, his goodness. He's given us great joy and his great love. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Look with me and wait a minute. His love is everywhere. Everywhere. Turn with me to Matthew 24:14. Honey, thank you. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come.
Yes.
What love? What love? That God wants his love to be spread everywhere.
Yep.
Amen? Yes. Not just to everywhere, but to everyone. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the whosoever, wherever, whoever. In other words, whoever, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's great love. No matter where they've been, no matter what they've done. Amen. Hallelujah. Every day. I like this every day. I like this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 1 says, "We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee or kept thee. Behold, this is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now listen. "Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, and in labors, in watching, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things." Amen. In other words, God wants you to get a picture of who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're the seed of Abraham. We're the seed of Isaac and Jacob. We're blessed. We're blessed coming in. We're blessed going out. Amen. Yes. When that angel said to them, "For behold, I bring glad tidings of great joy, and shall be to all, which is to all people." We find that there's the great goodness of God, the great joy that we have because of him, and the great love he's poured out to you and I. Love received, love given. You know, that's the fruit. We're to manifest the love of God. And as we're moving and shifting and things are moving, things may be a little bit different in areas. It's okay. How many know that change is good? Hello? Amen? So, when I look at that, I look at Acts chapter 2. You probably never looked at Luke 2 that way before, because it's always just about a story of the birth of Jesus. But that Jesus was born to be born in you and to be born in me. Amen. And from the very time when Jesus was born, God knew he was going to the cross. Jesus had to study in the temple to find out he was going to the cross, because as he was reading the prophet Isaiah and he was teaching, he was like, "Oh, this is me." Right? You know, he had to have revelation and understanding. He had the Spirit of God. Amen. He had revelation and understanding. Man, oh, this is speaking about me. Whoa. Huh? No, he became man. He had to be man so that he could walk like you and I walk. In other words, it's like this. Truthfully, if you look at the word and you believe God at his word, we were born man and man. Jesus was born man and spirit. We were born again by the Spirit, which makes us born of man in the Spirit. Amen. So we're able to follow him because he did it. We're born of man and born of the Spirit. And we can do it through him because we're born of man and we're born of the Spirit. Amen. And we can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives us strength. Amen. Amen. So if Jesus walks in the room and raises the dead, through Jesus' name and the power of the Holy Spirit, you can walk in the room and raise the dead. If Jesus heals the sick, you can heal the sick. Why did he say it? Go lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why would he tell them if they weren't walking in the Spirit?
That's right.
Amen. So we're walking in the Spirit and we're walking in the flesh, we're walking in the Spirit. We need to let the Spirit manifest itself. Then greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world when the Spirit of God manifests itself and comes out. Amen. But in Acts chapter 2, the word of God says in verse 17, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour my Spirit out upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. I'm a visionary. Because he says your young men will see visions. Your old men will see dreams. I'm not a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I'm a young man. Let's get that straight. Say, amen, brother. You're only as old as you feel, and I feel pretty young. Hallelujah. And on my servants and my maidens, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. We're headed in those last days. The Spirit is stirring. Amen. There's a moderate rain that's coming. God's orchestrating. He's putting things in place. You know, I had a dear friend of mine that went home to be with the Lord last Sunday, another Sunday, the following Sunday, another dear friend of mine went home to be with the Lord, and Dot, and God used us to bring her back from the dead 13 years ago, and she went home to be with the Lord. But she's always told me, she said, Pastor, I'm going to stay until the rapture. And she's gone up, so I believe we're in the last days. She was a prophetess, and she was a mighty woman of God. And I believe it's a sign of the times.
Yes.
Amen? And I believe that he's close, he's at the door. Amen? So what is he saying? What does that mean to you if he's close and he's at the door? It's time for us to arise as the body of Christ and take authority over the enemy so the enemy scatters. The enemy's been winning too many battles. He's been winning battles in your family and your home and your finances. He's been winning battles in every area. And it's time to take authority over him and put him beneath you.
Right.
Amen. He has no place over you.
Right.
He has no place over you. He's got to get under you.
That's it.
Amen. And because you have to recognize and have revelation of who I am. Amen. Amen. Hey, this might not be popular preaching, but it's the word of God. Amen. And his word is the truth. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And it's the truth that makes us free. Amen. And if you're still bound by something, you got to get a revelation of the truth. Amen. Because your body has to come in line with the word of God. Amen. You with me? Hallelujah. Can we all just stand? Can we have fun in church? Hallelujah. Thank you for energy, Lord. Thank you for energy for Amber. She really, can we lift our hands to heaven? Just say, repeat me, Lord,
I'm marvelously
and wonderfully
made
in your image.
Your image
has no sickness,
has no
disease.
I am the righteousness
of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord,
for setting me straight
and aligning my body,
my body, soul,
my mind,
and my spirit,
in Jesus'
name.
Thank you, Lord,
for healing me
and strengthening
me
by your power
and by your
mind.
And thank you, Jesus,
for behold,
I've heard some glad tidings
of great joy
that's upon me.
And I'm going to
celebrate you
by a shout of praise.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Father, bless the time of fellowship. Bless the time of eating and dining together and fellowship together. And we never cease to give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.